Hello, everyone. Welcome to New Editions. Hold on 1 second. I'm just going to bring up the Makoros and give people time, a moment to log in. Okay. We don't, right? We're not going to give people 3 minutes today because people have class, right? Hello?
Hello?
A lot of new people. Okay, great. Should we start? I'm going to start. Okay, so we're going to start. Starting from the Gemara on Pei Gimel Amud Bet. Okay? So, all at the bottom, Rav Bamine Rav Amir Nachman, Hayom i'at ishti, ulamachar at ishti. Ma, what if instead of talking about partial gerushin in terms of splitting it horizontally, you're splitting it vertically, or you have a timeline? Instead of splitting it between different people, right? These guys yes, these guys no. Instead, you want to say up until here there should be gerushin, then it should revert back to the original ishas. Would we say that there is gerushin according to Rabbi Lazar and according to the Chachamim? Do we see the question of partial gerushin as being monolithic, right? Partial gerushin, yes, no, cut it however you want, or right is splitting it in terms of time versus splitting it between people going to be different, right? So on one hand we're talking about partial gerushin, on the other hand, maybe there's really nothing to talk about. Why? So the Gemara immediately says, well, this is, an interesting conceptual problem, right? Both according to Rabbi Lazar and according to the Rabbanan, you could very easily be mechalik. According to Rabbi Lazar, who says that you could have harayat migureshes chutz miploni, so you can have a partial gerushin vis-a-vis different people, ad kan lo ka'amar Rabbi Lazar hasam ela deleman de kashari kashari la'ola. Right, she's been nitar legamri vis-a-vis whoever she's been nitar to. Right, maybe gerushin has to be absolute on some level. It doesn't need to be matir to everybody, but it does need to. Once it's matir, that heter needs to be permanent. But here, right, if the heter is going to disappear, so maybe that shouldn't be gerushin at all. And even Rabbi Lazar would deny that it's effective. Odoma loshna, or maybe no, it's the same, right? Rabbi Lazar sees that as a possibility across the board. So according to the first point, right, that maybe Rabbi Lazar would be mechalek, Alpisvara seems relatively reasonable, right? They seem to be very radically different options. On the one hand, we're dealing with gerushin, two specific people, and the other where you gay, they're she's migureshes vis-a-vis this guy. I'd say that there's a get, and then something, and then she goes back to being ish. What's the problem there? Right, just like in terms of like not only in terms of they're different, but also like at some very technical level, how would you describe the problem? Think of it in terms of like act, and being something being active and passive. Don't get too longish. All right. So what I would say is that once you're talking about being matir and then suddenly they're remarried, you have the problem of explaining how they suddenly got remarried, right? They were divorced, and then suddenly they got remarried. Where did that come from? In the regular case of Rabbi Lazar, they're married, right? He's megarisher vis-a-vis a certain person, but not vis-a-vis others. And for them, they remain married, right? So in terms of what exists, right? He's just it's dismantling, let's say, part of their ishas. Some of it remains. Everything's fine. Here, we'd have to say that somehow, after the fact that they get divorced, right, on Sunday, on Monday, now they're married again, or on Tuesday, right? He gives her the get on Sunday, they're divorced for Monday, and Tuesday they're married. How do they get married again on Tuesday? Right? On a very practical level, it seems to be very hard to see how you would connect between these two deos of Rav Elazar, or two ideas of within Rav Elazar, right? Because you'd have to come up with an explanation if you want to take this Havamina seriously, which seems like in the Gemara that it is a real possibility, that somehow either, yeah, there's something that can, you know, recreate their marriage, or more likely that the get that we're talking about is only being effective or only doing something in a very limited manner, right? I mean, maybe within Rav Elazar, the ideas of Rav Elazar is that you could have a heter without actually fully dismantling the ishos, in which case you could maybe theoretically have a time-bound heter, right? But the ishos is still intact. And when Rav Elazar said chutz, how much was he saying that she's megureshes to this guy but not to that guy? Or is he saying, oh, there's no iser bia, or there's, you know, most of the nafkaminos of gerushin, even though the ishos is actually intact?
Could you say the opposite, maybe? That maybe it's they are not married for the day, but there's no heter. And then since there's no heter, then they're able to, like, rejoin?
Perhaps. But once again, what you'd be saying, the functional part of what you're saying is that an element of the ishos remains, right? The iser to other people remains, even if the ishos and some components of the ishos is gone, but the actual iser everybody else remains, in which case the iser to everyone else is going to recreate the ishos, you know, the next day. Right? But we're saying is still that there's some important part of ishos remains, and that's what's allowing me to continue with the ishos, even though he gave her a get. Right? So that's, I think that's in somewhat the kufa, the machlokas of the Rashba and the Ritva. Right? What did the Rashba say? Should we skip straight to the Rashba and the Ritva? Maybe not. Should I skip straight to the Rashba and the Ritva? We do Rashi and Tosis first. We'll skip straight to the Rashba and the Ritva, and then we'll come back. Because I think that's just a very important concept. Right, the Rashba, the first Rashba, right? Tibay the Rabbanan, Adkan lo kamri Rabbanan Hasam de ino get elam mishum de lo paska mine legamri lo yom echad velo yomayim aval hacha de paska mimenu yom echad legamri hareze get gomor hareze megureshes laola vekashali my time abaya libid Rav Elazar says, wait a second, what does this have to do with Rav Elazar? Right, you can ask this interesting question of, oh, can you have a get that's time bound somehow? What does that have to do with Shitas Rav Elazar? Right? Because Rav Elazar holds that you could have partial ishas. Right? You can break up the different components of ishas. You can be married for one person and therefore allow there to be a heter, or there's still an iser, but you could get married or conditioned on tofsin. Right? You can break up ishas. You can have partial ishas. And Rav Elazar holds that the Rav Elazar, have you get liyom echad bulvag my time of baya libid Rav Elazar. I have you get liyom echad bulvag kidikai asmi. Olo have you get klal. Val libid Rabbanan baya I have you get gamor upaska mine legamri. The lo kitanai. Right? He says, wait a second. According to Rav Elazar, we're asking, is it a get? And is it does this tanai work? Or it's not a get at all? According to the Rabbanan, the question, is it a get gamor, or is it not? Says, wait, that's not two options. I'm not asking, does it work according to Rabbanan? Does it work according to Rav Elazar? We're asking, according to Rav Elazar, maybe it works for one day, or maybe it doesn't work. According to the Chachamim, maybe it doesn't work, and maybe it works legamri. Right? I mean, that's what the Gemara is asking, even though the Gemara is framing it as Rebbe Elazar versus the Chachamim. The machlokas of the Rebbe Elazar and Chachamim was Rebbe Elazar holds yes, partial isha, so Chachamim hold no. Right? So it should be, and then what happened by Krisus Bein and Valeka? According to Rebbe Elazar, you could have partial gerushin. According to Chachamim, you can't, and it just doesn't work. So why here are we saying maybe according to Chachamim works legamri? Right? If we're framing it as Rebbe Elazar versus the Chachamim, then it should parallel Rebbe Elazar versus Chachamim. There shouldn't be like a, we shouldn't suddenly say that our Chachamim have two totally separate options than Rebbe Elazar. Right? But you could say, oh, I have two options. Either it works or it doesn't work. Maybe Rebbe Elazar says it works and the Chachamim say it doesn't work. Or maybe it's not connected and it's different because it's a different case. Right? Here the Gemara doesn't do that, asks the Rashba. Here the Gemara says, we have Rebbe Elazar and we have the Chachamim. Maybe Rebbe Elazar holds one of these two options and maybe the Chachamim holds one of these two totally different options. Okay? So says, I don't get it. And that, so what's his answer? V'yish lomar, dimushum deshama le l'Rebbe Elazar, deshari lechad ve'asar lechad, ba alibe de kivasa, dehainu ishar yachad yoma v'asir yachad yoma. Meaning what? Really, the Gemara has the following question. If you give a get, liyom echad, I have three options for how to understand it. Right? It could be that it works legam, that it works as a get for one day. It could be that that's absurd and it's not a get at all because it's a get that's given, being given not for krisus legamri. And I have a third option that it, because it would be a get for one day, that's good enough to be a get legamri. Right? So those three options, says the Rashba, is really what the Gemara is asking about. Then the Gemara is bringing a parallel to Rebbe Elazar and the Chachamim, even though it's not really connected conceptually, right? Rebbe Elazar and the Chacham are arguing about partial gerushin. We're not dealing with that here. Here we want to know whether or not a get liyom echad is feasible, whether it's ridiculous, or whether it's just a regular get, right? That really doesn't have anything to do with Rebbe Elazar and the Chacham. Right? He says, ultimately, the Gemara's answer is that everyone would agree that once you give this get, there's gerushin. The gerushin is complete. Once the gerushin is complete, it's too late for it to suddenly reappear that they're married. Right? V'lo dami l'chutz miploni v'alib der b'lazar. V'hasam l'man d'sharya shara l'olam. Right? There, the get did whatever it did. I mean, the get is a finite point in time, right? It does whatever it does, and their issues can't suddenly reappear, okay? But according to the Rashba, really there's no connection between the our sugya and the previous sugya, right? Rebbe Elazar's shita is not connected to the concept of the get reworking, even if you were to say that it would work, that the get liyom echad would work. Okay. On the other hand, the Ritva actually sees them as being connected. Right? Meaning, according to the Rashba, we said, oh, and this reminds us of Rebbe Elazar. And maybe Rebbe Elazar, since he thought that there, he also is okay with the idea here. But they're not actually the same idea at all. On the other hand, the Ritva says, Tibay the Rebbe Elazar, Ad kan right lo kamar v'chud 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 v'chud. Right? Rebbe Elazar thinks that gerushin is something that can be broken up and can be modified to specific bits. Perhaps, right, he sees it as something that you can do even liyom echad. Right? So according to the Rashba, we're acknowledging, we think that according to Rebbe Elazar, right, gerushin is something that, right, separates between them, it ends the ishus, and Rebbe Elazar thinks you can end the ishus partially, right? On the other hand, I would argue that according to the Ritva, he's presenting that maybe, according to Rabbi Elazar, Gerushin is just a matir. And if it's a matir, then maybe it can be matir certain things and not other things. And if that's true in terms of people, it can be true in terms of dates. Right? We should remember the Yerushalmi that spoke about the idea that you could have that. What's Rabbi Elazar say? Ma misa matir umeshayer af Gerushin matir umeshayer. Right? Just like death leaves the remnants of Isha's and therefore she's Usher and he's Usher to the Krovim, the same thing applies to a get. Right? It ends the marriage, but not completely. There's always a remnant of the marriage. Right? The marriage doesn't really end. Just you give a get, just like Misa, are both Matir her to get remarried. But there's always some remnant of the original Isha's. In which case, says Rabbi Elazar, you could be Matir partially, for Ish Peloni and not to this person. So you can maybe go Mashiach for Tuesdays and not Wednesdays. I think conceptually that's the way you would have to view Rabbi Elazar Shita in order to make this work. Okay? So between the Rashba and the Ritva, the Havamina of the Gemara is essentially that, according to Rabbi Elazar, is it that you can have partial Gerushin, right? But whatever Gerushin is complete, right? It ends the marriage. And according to the Ritva, we're having a Havamina that Gershon is really just a Matir, and if you can have a Matir to some people, you can also have a Matir for some days. In the end of the day, we might not accept that, right? The Gemara rejects that. He says, no, right? You can have a Matir Bichal on people, it's not really relevant to the days. It also makes sense, because, right, she's not Muteres to Tuesdays. She's either Muteres to Polony or not. Okay. Okay, the rest, the applique, just interesting to note, the Ritva here, and this is going to be relevant to the next year, I think that the similar, that our maskana would apply also to Dini Mamunas. If you were to give someone a field, let's say, or an object, and have it be kanui to them for a certain amount of time, they would keep it forever. Okay? The idea that you could have let's say, a kinyan that's time bound, isn't reasonable, right? It doesn't work. We'll get back to that, that idea, whether or not we see Ishos as, or the idea of Liyom Echad, what's it really based on in terms of, in general, and the rest of Shas, not only by Ishos, and whether or not we can learn from Ishos or not, right? Are we saying that things that are time-bound are, time-bound, there's like a limitation, and if you're doing like whatever chalos it is, that chalos either goes into effect or doesn't? Or can you see it as being different in different fields? Okay. Adkan, the Ritva and the Rashba on the Havamina. Okay, so the question is, how much is our Havamina connected to Rabbi Elazar? Bechule. Okay. Now in the Gemara, we have another question, which is, we had the question of, is it connected to Rabbi Elazar? What's our Havamina that it would work? The second question we have in the Gemara now is, what about, the idea that it wouldn't, right? That it wouldn't work. Why wouldn't it work? Right? Is it, Adkan loka amar Rabbi Elazar hasavet el dilma dilman de kashari kashari l'olam l'hachalo o dilma l'oshnat. Now, kibay l'rabanan, second to last line on Pei Gimel Bet. Adkan lo ka'amri rabbanan hasam ela delo paska mine legamri hacha kivin the paska right, or there the rabbanan would say that it doesn't work by chutz miploni because the isha still remains in some level, but here the ishas is gone legamri, just right, time bound, but whenever it is actually gone, it's legamri gone. Aval hacha kivin the paska. Or no, since it ended, right, what's going to bring it back? And once it ends, the Ishus is over. Buzzer di bar lehadar pashta, right, after he asked, he said no, and it's pashta, it's not such a good question. Nistabra bein Rabbi Elazar bein Rabbanan, kivin the paska, right? Both Rabbi Elazar and Rabbanan would agree that once the Ishus is over, once you give a get that's megarish, the gerushin is absolute, and they're no longer married. So, the question is, what does it mean, right? Why kivin de paska paska? Are we arguing that the Or, and also the other option, is it that the would, according to the Chachamim, what are two studs? Is it that it wouldn't work at all, and the get would just be batel? Right? Or the get works absolutely. Why, once it works legamra. So, part of our question is, why would that be true? Right? I mean, why wouldn't it work? And why, if it works, does it work legamra? Right, so why wouldn't it work? I think you can break into two options. Either because what he's saying is absurd, right? You can't give a get for one day. So he's not, like, either he's just not giving a get, or he doesn't intend to actually give a get because he doesn't intend to be Megarish. Or he is trying to be Megarish, right? That would be counted as an attempted Gerishin, but it just doesn't work. Right? Or more clearly, I think this applies to the option of keeping the Pascha Pascha. When we say keeping the Pascha Pascha, why is that true? Is it because he gave a get with a t'nai that it should go back and that it should then stop working once, once you know the day is over, and the get was a good get, the t'nai is just impossible and therefore irrelevant. So now you have, or the condition or the limitation is not something that's within his power to do, and therefore you just have a get and gobbledygook mumbo jumbo, right? That's one option. Keep it to Pascha Pascha, if to get, you're being Megaresh, whatever tonight you tried to make didn't make any sense. Or that he made the get in some sense really is limited, but because even though it's limited, nonetheless, since it severed their ishus for that day, when he gave it, it's a get for one day, right? This get is like a chalos get, one day get. But once it goes into effect, the ishus is over. So what's gonna refashion it, right? You can't just create ishus yesh me'ayin, and therefore, the second he gives it the get, the ishus is over. End of story, right? They're mugreshas everly after. Okay, now. The nafka mina for this actually is relatively huge, because if you think that really, let's look at Rashi for a second. Given the Pascha Pascha, l'chol Adam, last Rashi on Pigam on Bet, l'olam v'shuv ina ishto, ad sh'yafzer v'kachena, hilgach in t'nai zeh klum. He says the t'nai doesn't exist because it's redonkulous, right? And if it's a redonkulous tonight, it's irrelevant. It's not toe-face. And then Mamela, Tolma Yisrael, they're divorced, and he just gave her a regular get. Okay? And what's the nafkamina for this? As opposed to saying that it's a get liyom echad. Idiots. It's not so relevant to our Gemara, but there's another Gemara. Tosfos mentions it. On Pei Vav. And one of the things that we write in the get is bottom of Pehe and Bet, all in the bottom. Miyoma dinan la puke mitrav Yosef, damar zmano shoshtam uchiach alav. We write in a regular get that this get should go into effect from now until forever in order to exclude the shita of Rabbi Nachman, who says, Hayom yat ishti ulamachar at ishti is irrelevant, right? And given the Pascha Pascha. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Why do we do that? So that people don't come to think that, oh, the get's only liyom echad. La'apuke from the case of Rabbi Nachman. Right? Who do we know who doesn't paskin that way? Famous fellow. Hang on a second. Right. This is a famous fellow who didn't understand this Gemara the way Rashi did. It's not Tosos. Tosos agrees with Rashi here. As does the Rashi and the Ritva. So, you remember?
The Rambam.
The Rambam.
Very good, right? The Rambam. Right? He's a famous fellow. The Rambam disagrees. Right? The Rambam says, right now, once before we get to, you know, I know it's with the Rambam. Do the screen share thing. Again. Right? Hidna leha va'amar hayom yat ishti lamachar at ishti ina mugureshes va'afu pi shekaras beina leveina hayom l'viga kosin begitin min hayom hazeh ula olam. So two things here. Right? One, he says it doesn't work. Right? He thinks this Gemara means dafka, that it doesn't actually work at all and she's not mugureshes. And that the Gemara on Pei Hei / Pei Vav disagrees with the Gemara on Pei Gimel / Pei Dalet. And Paskin said it just doesn't work. The other thing that's interesting is that the Rambam points out the Afal Pi Shekaris Beino Levina Hayom. Right? Meaning he points out that even though, right, we accept that Hayom, he's trying to be Koreis Beino Levina, nonetheless, it's still not going to work. Right? Which reminds us of our question again, right? Kartel Chachamim. Anytime, what's the problem here? He says, even though he's trying to be Koreis Beino Levina Hayom, it's still not going to work. Which reminds us, like, the following, right? The more, once I yeah, let's do the, once I mean, you want to share something else. Okay, let's do the blackboard. Share
blackboard. No, I got it. Understood. Are you saying that the Rambam gets Inam Agreshet from Pei Gimel or Pei Vav?
Pei Vav. All right, Kibin the Pasak. We had Rashi who said it was Mishum, the Tanai is mumbo jumbo. In Hatanai Klum. Right, it's Rashi. And therefore what? Therefore it's a regular get, right? It's a get plus nothing. And gobbledygook, which is just equal to get, right? In which case, why would you say that there's a problem with the Ishus? Why would you think that there's going to be a reason to disagree with, actually, you know what? I should really do, it's a better idea. I have a better idea. It's really a Tanai times zero, right? Technically, it's really a Tanai times zero. No, wait. What did it do? Okay. Right? It's a plus Tanai times zero, or whatever, or divided by zero, wherever you want to decide. Right? It's an infinite Tanai. It's an absurd Tanai. Right? So what happens is that you just have a regular get, which means that there's really no reason to see any problem in Krisus, right? On the other hand, if you see it, it's a get liyom, but then you have ishus, then you have a get, and then, right, you just, you know, the ishus is, falls into an, you know, on a chart of ishus to time, and ishus and time is our time axis, right? You start with the ishus, and then your ishus goes kaput, and then just, you know, stays there because there's nothing to bring it back into ishusness, right? Oopsies. Click on the thing. Right. In which case, what happens is that we're left with a get that is a get liyom. It just, once it starts working, there's nothing to stop it from working. Right? Nafkamina is the following, right? If you think that this is true, then we have to ask, is a get liyom going to be krisus? Or, right, v'chachamim again? Right, if a tnai that amenas shelo whatever works to prevent gerushin, then maybe The fact that the get is liyom is a fundamental problem. Even if once it were to go into effect, it would end the ishus entirely, right? So now we have the Rambam who says that it doesn't work. We have the Rambam who says in a migrashas. And the reason why is even though it's krisos for a day, right, it's still going to be an issue. Now, I think this is actually the Rambam l'shitaso, because if we remember what we said last year, the Rambam had a little bit of a different take on krisos being a veleika than some of the other rishonim, right? And remember what it was? Like the Rashba and the Ramban thought versus the Ramban? It's okay if you know. It's good if anyone remembers on the top of their head. In two words? Okay, so what it was is... Oh, man, I have to do a new whiteboard. Can I do a new whiteboard? I don't have to do a new whiteboard. I know what I can do. I have a solution. Never mind. We will solve this. There. Note. And we'll just do a new page. Okay, so the Rambam says, unlike some other Rishonim, that our problem of krisos is what? According to the Ramban Rashba, it was Agida Bey, right? Also Rashi, by the way. Right, Agida Bey. There's a connection between her and the husband. And what's the important nafkamina? And if eventually severed, it'll definitely be severed eventually, then migurashas. Right? And that's how they define tanai. The tanai is time bound. If the cup will eventually spill, right? Cup spills. Equals Gershon, right? Because eventually the Agida Bey is irrelevant, is gone. It's irrelevant, right? There's no longer a meaningful connection between them. On the other hand, what did the Rambam say? The Rambam said the problem was not in the fact that they're always connected, but in the fact that in the Shas Gershon, there's no Maisa Shiluchin, right? Right? So Chisaron in the Maisa Shiluchin, right? And throwing the TV out the window. Now, nafkamina of that is, it all depends on, right? It's Shas Nesina dependent. And if it's Shas Nesina dependent, then what's the nafkamina? If the cup of wine spills, right? If the cup spills, who cares? In a migrashas. Oopsies. Nah, I messed that up. Right? Because at the time, is there still a chisar in the Maisa Shiluchim? Yes, right? Because there's still a tanai attached to the Maisa Shiluchim. Now, bring us down to our case, right? What about a get? Oh, 1 second. All right, let's say we have a get here, a get liyom. So what do we know about a get liyom? It's a little bit bigger. What do we know about a get liyom? If you hold that it's a get gamor with a bad tanai, actually, I hope so. Right. If you hold it to get gamor with a bad tanai, then it's a regular get, right? Let's say it's not. Let's say it's a get liyom. Let's say you hold like the Ritva. It's really a get liyom. We're really concerned about Shitas Rav Elazar here. So what would you say? If you're the Ramban and the Rashba, what do we know is going to happen once the get goes into effect?
It's just going to be a regular get.
Or more accurate, it's like within the cup spells, right? What's going to happen? It's going to sever their ishas, and then their ishas is over forever, right?
Yeah.
In which case, according to the Ramban and Rashba, is she a gidebe? No, right? Exactly, right? She's not a gidebe. So according to the Ramban and Rashba, right? Lava gidebe. According to the Rambam, was there a mice, you know, is there a mice of shiluchin? And a get leyom?
Doesn't seem like it.
Right. I would say that I think that the Rambam's going for is that there's a chisaron in the mice of shiluchin still. Right, because at the end of the day, just because at the get when it goes into effect will be kores legamri, doesn't mean that we actually have a maaseh shiluchin. Just like in case of the cup, right? If the cup spills, that's all fine and dandy. But at the time of the giving of the get, right? There's nothing. There's no maaseh shiluchin because there's still a tanai, and moreover, the tanai is right one that's. That's open-ended. The get is not given in a manner which is a ma'aseh shiluchin, which is a definitive, intentional severing of their marriage. Now, he wants it to be batel tomorrow. Right? That's definitely not a ma'aseh shiluchin, and I think that's really what explains the sheet of the Rambam. Right? And now, once again, the sheetos of the Rashba and the Ritva then are very compatible with what they hold by Agidabe. Right? Agidabe would be terminated, and the Mimila, there shouldn't be an issue. Right? And the Rashba even says, well, if this get is Layom, so then it really shouldn't be connected to the Chachamim Shita, because the Chachamim Shita, right, is of Agidabe definitely wouldn't be influenced here if it's Gershon Legamri. Right? So not only that, there's no Havamina to understand the Gemara and Pevav as saying that there's a Chisaron here. Because why would there be? At the end of the day, once it works, they're Migureshes. According to the Rambam, it makes a lot of sense to say that the Gemara and Pevav argues on the Gemara and Pehei, Kipshuto, because there's a Chisaron in the Maaseh Shiluchim. I don't care that at the end of the day, if it were to work, it would work entirely. Because what he's trying to do, what he's attempting to do, is not a Maaseh Shiluchin, because he's trying to be Megarish without fully being Megarisher, without irrevocably terminating the relationship. Okay. Just want to check if there's one last point. Is just the connection to the Yushalmi. Let's scroll down here. Yeah, okay. The other thing is that the Yushalmi that we put on the Daf Makoros also agrees with the Rambam, right? The Yushalmi thinks that Harei Zegiteich Shloshim Yom Ein Zeget Krisos. Yilma thinks that by Kiddushin sounds like you hareya mikudashes li shloshim yom hareze mikudashes. Something I thought was interesting, perhaps in the Yushalmi, it could be that the Yushalmi is a little bit lishitasa. Why? Because right, the Yushalmi thought that you have ishos achari gerushin lor blazar, right? Mam nisa matir mishayer gam gerushin matir mishayer. And if so, it could be that that. You know, the Tanai is not so crazy, right? It's not so crazy if you think that really the Ishos fundamentally in some level remains, right? The Isser to the Krovim is a remnant of the Ishos. Perhaps Isser Masir Grushaso is actually connected to that as well, which we're not going to get into for time reasons. It could be that at the end of the day, according to the Yushalmi, he thinks that you could really have you know, these lingering elements of Ishus no matter what, according to the Chachamim also, in which case, then it's not so hard to imagine that really this entire Gemara isn't trying to say, oh, the Tanai is absurd, but it's trying to deal with the question of, well, you know, once you end the Ishus, is it possible for it to be revived? Just a crazy application of that is a Gemara in, now I'm going to bring it just because it's really cool. Anyone who has to run to class can. This is just a cool extra tidbit. I'm just going to open up this Gemara. Gemara in Yevamos Daf Kuf Dalid. It's a really good example of this. It's Kuf Dalid. The Gemara there says that you would have it were basically in a case of Yibum. Oh, whatever, I'll send it out on the WhatsApp. But basically, what the Gemara says is that in a case of Yibum, if the husband and wife, if you hold that the Mechayiv of Yibum is the original Ishus, is the Ishus of the brother, not the fact that he died, what creates the link is actually the Ishus and not the death of the brother. Depends, is Yibum a continuation of the Ishus or just a separate mitzvah on the Yavam? If the brother got divorced to the woman and then got remarried, the brother would not do Yibum because she's usher to him as Grushas Achiv. What's the problem? What should make them, the Yavam and Yavama, right, connected? Why should they get married? I mean, what's Mechayiv Yibum? They're Ishus, right? Everyone agrees to that. If you hold that the Nisun Rishonim Apilim, when are we counting that time from? In this Gemara? The original Ishus, they got married, they got divorced, they got remarried, the Heter. What's, if you hold Nisun Rishon Mapilim, the first marriage is what's being Mechayiv. What's the problem with that? They got divorced in the middle. Right? What's that do with this, their Ishus now? What the Gemara is saying is what? When you have Ishus and they get divorced and then they get remarried, what does it do? It's reviving the original Ishus. It brings it back, essentially. Right? So the Mechayiv of Yibum is the first Ishus. Because they got remarried and then it just revived their original Ishus. It just brings them back into the original Ishus. In which case, right, this idea that maybe, you know, you could theoretically have a get, which would be Megarish, and then their Ishus would revive itself, right, isn't so crazy. What's the problem? The problem is, well, where's the, what's creating the, what's being Mekadesh again? Right? So we don't think that. But then if you take that approach, and the Yishami seems to like that, then A, maybe you could have that by Kiddushin. Then also, it's not so crazy to say that you could have such a Tanai. In which case, according to the Chachamim, it's not a ridiculous Tanai. It's just that once you're Megaresh, right, there isn't enough oomph to be mechaye, to bring it back. But you could give a get that does that, in theory. Just doesn't actually work. But then for the Rambam to say that, oh, it's a get liyom, that's not megare, for the Yushami to say that it's a get, that's mechaser krisos, isn't absurd. Right? Maybe they really, the Yushami, not like the Rambam. The Rambam says, chisaron the maaseh shiluchim. According to the Yushami, maybe they really think this Tanai could work. And therefore, according to the Chachamim, it's really going to be a problem of krisis being a valeika, just like the beginning of the daf, just like last week's shir. It's really just the same sugya according to the Yishami, maybe, right? Because really, there's always this element of ishus, right? There's a matir, but the ishus in some ways always remains. You could bring it back by getting remarried. You could, you know, you could. Rabbi Lazar thinks you can do that. Yeah, there's the sherios, that means there's isra lekrovim. And maybe the Yushami really thinks that the Tanai would work, and therefore the Chachamim would say that there's no Gerushin because it's Krisus Bina Valeika. Okay. Just to sum up the, you know, most important parts of this year. At the chart we made. All right, we saw that on the first hand, we have a question of is this seriously connected to the sugya of Rabbi Elazar or not? Right, we saw that the Rajba and the Ritva argue about that. According to the Rajba, it's not connected. And we said, because Rabbi Elazar can think that you can have partial gerushin, but once you're Megarish, you're Megarish. We saw maybe the Ritva thinks that it's, at least according to Rabbi Elazar, it's a matir, in which case you always have this remnant of Ishus, just like we're saying right now about the, getting remarried just revives the remnants of the Ishus, in which case maybe Rabbi Elazar really could think that you can give a get liyom. According to the Rajba, it's right. It's really not connected. At least it's a parallel. Then Lamaskana, right, the Gemara here seems to say that it's Gerushin Gemurin. The Gemara on Daf Pei Dalid Pei Hei Pei Vav says that we write Leolam in a get, so that people don't think it, you know, it's a get liyom. So it's not a get liyom. The Ramban, Rajba, Ritva, Rashi, Tosos all say that that means that we just don't want people to make a mistake. The Rambam says no, because a get liyom doesn't work, right? And we said that actually is l'shitasam in their perspective of the chisaron of krisos. Right? Even if you have a get liyom, so we have two options. One is that we're arguing about whether or not the tnai is absurd, and therefore it's just a regular get, or they're arguing l'shitasam. The Rajba and the Ramban think that we think krisos b'ina v'leika is about agid debay, the lasting connection between them. And here, since the connection will be severed once the get goes into effect and will never come back in, right, they'll never end, then it's the same as the tanai of the cup of wine, which if it spills, you're Megreshes. Here too, right? Once the day comes, right, you're Megreshes, and for one day, once that one day is here, it never gets undone, and therefore, lava gidebei. But according to the Rambam, we saw that what really defines things is the chisaron and the ma'isa shiluchim, right? And even though the second the get goes into effect, it'll be permanently effective, since it wasn't given as a permanent get, right? It wasn't given b'torah shiluchim and a severance of their marriage, it would be a chisaron in shlichos, in shiluchim, and v'shilcha mi-beito, and therefore it's a chisaron in krisus b'inan, and that's what the Rambam says, that even though it would be kares bein alavena hayom, right? That's not good enough because you need it to be kares bein alavena legamri, and therefore it'd be in a migrashas. Okay, I